Hey there, Focus Fam. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guru for all things mindful and magnificently focused. Today's topic: finding peace and calm in the midst of chaos, because let's be real, sometimes life feels like a circus act gone rogue, right? We're juggling deadlines, social media, emails that feel like they're multiplying faster than rabbits, and maybe even a family or two to keep things interesting. Ever feel like you're running on autopilot, just desperately trying to keep your head above water? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a secret weapon against the chaos. It's called inner peace. It sounds pretty mystical, I know, but trust me, it's more accessible than you think. Now, let's dive into 5 powerful takeaways that can help you find yours, and even when life throws a curveball your way. First up, we need to ditch the illusion of control. You know, that constant striving to micromanage every single detail. It's exhausting and frankly impossible. Let go of the need to have it all figured out, accept that some things are simply beyond our grasp, and focus on what you can control: your reactions, your mindset, and your choices in each moment. Second, practice mindfulness like it's your new best friend. This doesn't mean sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting Om, though that sounds pretty blissful too. Mindfulness is simply about bringing your full attention to the present moment, noticing your breath, your surroundings, your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's about being fully engaged in the here and now, not stuck replaying yesterday or worrying about tomorrow. Ever feel like your mind's racing 100 miles an hour? Take a deep breath, anchor yourself in the present, and notice how much calmer you feel instantly. Third, cultivate gratitude seriously. It's a game changer. When you focus on what you have, rather than what you lack, your perspective shifts dramatically. It's not about ignoring the tough stuff, but about acknowledging the good things, big and small, that enrich your life. Think of it like this: a grateful heart is a magnet for more goodness. Now, let's talk self-care, because taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading, listening to music, spending time in nature, or simply taking a long, hot bath. Recharge those batteries, give yourself permission to relax and unwind, and remember that you deserve to be treated with kindness and compassion, especially by yourself. Finally, surround yourself with positive influences, people who uplift you, inspire you, and make you feel good about yourself. You know, those friends who always have your back, the ones who make you laugh until your sides hurt. Cherish them. Their energy is contagious, and they can help you navigate life's challenges with more grace and ease. Speaking of real-world examples, remember that time I was frantically trying to get everything done before a big deadline? Emails, phone calls, presentations, the whole shebang. It felt like I was drowning in paperwork. I was stressed out, my focus was shot, and I could practically feel my anxiety level spiking. But then I took a step back, remembered this very advice, and decided to prioritize self-care. I went for a walk in nature, listened to my favorite music, and spent some quality time with my furry companion, a little reminder that life isn't just about work and deadlines. It's about finding joy in the simple things and taking care of yourself along the way. And you know what? That little act of self-care made a world of difference. My mind felt clearer, I was more focused, and I tackled those tasks with renewed energy and enthusiasm. See, sometimes all it takes is a tiny shift in perspective to make a huge impact on your overall well-being. So, my Focus Fam, remember these key takeaways. Embrace the chaos, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, prioritize self-care, and surround yourself with positive influences. You've got this. Ready to take action? Start by incorporating one of these tips into your daily routine. Even something as small as taking a 5-minute mindful break can make a difference. And don't forget to share your experiences. Let me know in the comments below what helped you find peace and calm amidst the craziness. Together, we can conquer chaos one mindful moment at a time. See you next time.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.